house. Here for you, the Arizona homeowners. Feel free to give us a ring. We've got calls loading up right now, but there is still one open line at 1-888-767-4348. Buddy, we have Sarah, who's been very patiently waiting for us. She wants to talk about energy audits. Let's bring her into the conversation and see how we can help Miss Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a 34-year-old ranch-style house.
Okay.
We're not hemmed in by concrete. We're out in natural desert.
Nice.
We've got a combination of rigid and flex pipe AC up in the attic.
Okay.
And since we've moved in, we've done some things ourselves. We've removed soffits. We've put in can lights.
Okay.
But right now we're faced with, we still are running high energy bills. We're about 2,000 feet above ground in 1,000 feet basement.
Oh, cool.
But we're still running high energy bills. So we've gone through the window solutions. We've had three different vendors come out. And then we did the APS-approved energy audit and had a wonderful experience. They had a lot of good recommendations, and we liked their people.
Okay.
But now we're sitting here as a homeowner saying, you know, the window people are saying do the windows. The energy audit people are saying our best returns are pool pump replacement because it's a single speed.
Right.
Adding insulation in the attic and sealing all the electrical conduits, can light,
uh-huh,
all the air leaks down into the home.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Sarah, what do you think is a high energy bill on your home?
We're running close to 400 in the summer months.
Okay, and that's for 2,000 ground level, 1,000 square foot basement. And how many people live in the home?
Five.
Okay, and what temperature do you keep the house at?
We go 69 overnight.
Okay, so you're super cooling.
And then we at about 7:30 in the morning, we turn it up to 78.
Okay.
When does your on peak hit? Does it hit early?
We're noon to 7.
Yeah.
I would keep it cooled all the way till noon.
Okay.
You're buying it for the same exact price. Keep that thermostat down till noon.
Okay.
Okay. Your bills are not real excessive, given there's five. It's an all-electric home?
Yes.
Yeah. Your bill isn't too far out of line. I think we could probably take it down another. What you want to do is get your bill out and see what your total kilowatt cost per kilowatt is. We should, by super cooling the house, be able to get you to about 10 cents or less. You ought to be buying about 85% of your power off peak. Before you spend any money doing anything else, let's do that because it's free. Makes sense?
Yeah, we've got 24% of on-peak use.
Yeah, I would keep the air conditioner running more up until about 11:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I would be rigid about not turning on anything. Don't do any electric cooking before 7 p.m. And you ought to be able to get your bill to about 15% on peak. That should drop your bill about another 10%. You ought to save about another $40. Well, once you're down to about $350, $360, keeping your house this cool with a family of five, you're in pretty good shape. This isn't excessive.
Okay. And then what would you, I would say the house tends to be fairly comfortable till about 3:30 or 4.
Right.
And then it becomes very uncomfortable, and that's when we turn it down, and it cools pretty heavily between 4 and 7.
See
how much longer it stays cool if you keep it at 69 degrees all the way till noon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because now you're reducing the amount of time it's heating up by 4 hours.
And Sarah, I'll tell you this. I would be happy to come out to the house and just walk the house with you for free and walk through that energy audit, whole house energy audit. Not all energy audits are the same. There are only a couple companies that I really trust and respect. That pool pump pump recommendation might be a very, very good place to start. It's expensive, but you can see a payback on those new high-performance pumps in about 3 years, which I think is a decent investment. Then we do need to check the insulation and make sure we don't have excessive infiltration through all the recessed cans that y'all installed and things like that. But I would be happy if Jennifer would pick you back up and get your phone number to come out and just do a free walk with you, item by item. And I think if you would go back to the cooling routine and plan we talked about, you're going to even see this bill come down even more and not have to spend any money.
Quickly looking in our digital newsroom, Toby wants to know what we think about the Louisiana Pacific Smart Side for the exterior of his second home he's building in Flagstaff. You know, it's a lot better than vinyl. I've looked at it. It's a fiber cement, a little bit more durable. Man, if you're going to build a home, build it right. We're going to be talking about this next hour in the ideal home. Build it out of masonry. I do like the exterior being a more masonry product than a vinyl on a wood frame. That's better. But why not just go masonry? It's insane not to. Toby, I'm telling you, take the time to look at it and just be diligent.
Think
forward. Put that masonry home in. Troy writes, wants to know, how do I get rid of PEX? Because I can never get cold water in the summer. Troy, PEX isn't your problem. That is because you've got plumbing lines in your attic. That's your problem. It doesn't matter if it's copper. It doesn't matter if it's PEX. It doesn't matter if it's a hose line. If you've got uninsulated pipes in the attic, you'll never get cold water in the summer. And then Gary wants to know, what was that special sharpener for your Dremel? It's called a lawn mower jig. Rosie uses it on his Dremel to sharpen his lawnmower. Rosie on the
go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.